Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 53 of Blissen Up. If you're listening to this podcast on the day that it airs, it is May 4th, which has lovingly developed the theme, May the 4th be with you. But it also the day before the first birthday of the Blissen Up podcast. Just 1 year ago, Blissen Up was born on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And because our podcast airs on sacred Sundays, today is the day that we are celebrating the birth of this podcast. And because we're all about themes over here at Blissen Up, I think today, the 4th, is the best day to celebrate and honor this podcast in hopes that it inspires you to go forth in your life and dare to do the things that you want to do in your life. Whether you are daring to launch your own podcast, write a book, start a business, jump out of an airplane, take a dance class, start eating healthy, go out and date again, or whatever your heart desires for you to do, may this episode be a reminder that you get one life to dare to thrive, to dare to live big and bold, to dare to do life your way. And may it also be a reminder to stop and celebrate the milestones along the way. You know, Tony Robbins has a famous quote that I always think about. And he says, you overestimate what you can do in a year, but underestimate what you can do in 10. And I've always found that quote to be very powerful because it is a reminder to pace yourself and to just keep moving forward, not worrying about tackling all of your life's dreams and accomplishments in 1 year, rather moving step by step by step, knowing that you are playing the long game. And I love that. However, it's important to note, you don't get to year 10 if you don't get past year one. And that's why the 1 year anniversary or the 1 year birthday of something is so special, because it is an acknowledgement that you started, that you committed, and that you are still going. That is such a big deal. I remember the day that I gave birth to my first son over 16 years ago. My mother-in-law walked into the hospital room and she was looking phenomenally fit. She'd lost some weight. She looked amazing. And my mother-in-law has always been fit, beautiful, healthy, strong. She's always exercised, but she wasn't quite as committed to her diet. She ate whatever she wanted because I guess she could afford it. She could get away with it, whatever her mentality was at the time. But she had bought into a healthy eating lifestyle. She'd read a book and wanted to start implementing some changes, and did. She did implement those changes. She'd stopped eating a bunch of different foods. She had changed her drinking patterns, her eating patterns, all the things. So she walks into the hospital room where I'm about to deliver. And I noticed in that moment just what a drastic change she had made physically. You know how you see somebody all the time and they are changing subtly, little by little, but then one day you look at them and you realize, oh, there is a dramatic change here, even though you've been seeing them all along, but it just hits you that one day. Well, that was me on that day. And I said, Mag, wow, you look fantastic. You've really transformed. And I didn't, it's funny because I didn't even think she could transform, right? Because she looked great always, but she just looked better. And she smiles and she says, you know, I'm almost at a year since I changed my eating habits. I said, a year? And she said, yeah. And she said, you know, a year is really important because that's when you know you have really committed to a new lifestyle. And I thought about it and I was like, she's right. So often we start something and we could do it for a couple of months. You know, we could hang in there for a few months, for a little while. But to commit to something for a full year means you're serious about that thing. It's a real commitment. And that's not to say that everything you do in this life you should commit to for a year or longer. That's really not the point. That's exactly why I promote being an essentialist, a minimalist, a person who focuses on the things that matter most, because most things will drop off pretty quickly. You will pick up new things and try new things, and hopefully, if you are an essentialist, you don't hang on longer than you need to. You realize when something is for you or when it's not. And if it's not, you move on. And there's no shame in that game. That's great. But when you are serious about something, or you really want to make something stick or make something work, and you're truly committed to that, and you make it to a year, that's worth celebrating. And of course, putting through the Live With Intention framework, noticing the successes you had, what worked, what didn't work, what energy you want to step into going forth, naming that energy, naming what you want for the following year, and committing to nurturing that energy, that intention, that theme, that direction that you want to go. So hopefully, whether you are celebrating your birthday, like your birthday, or you are celebrating an anniversary of some sort, whether it's a relationship anniversary or the starting of something, or you are acknowledging your commitment to something for a year, I hope that you always come back to this episode as a reminder to stop and celebrate, acknowledge, and enjoy this moment, to live with intention and go forth mindfully, without missing the mark, because what you've done is a big deal. Even if what you're celebrating is living one more year, you may take that for granted and think that's a given, but it is not a given, it is a gift. It is a gift that we have lived one more year, and we have a responsibility to reflect on that moment and figure out, how did we show up for that year? And how do we want to show up for the next one? This is important. So as I followed this practice for myself for the anniversary of this podcast, I kept going back to the lyrics from the Hamilton play. If you've ever seen the Hamilton play, there's a part, he says it a few times throughout the play, of look at where we are, look at where we started. Don't tell my family that I sang that song, because they will make fun of me, because I can't carry a tune in a briefcase, but that's okay. It's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. And it's my birthday. I can sing if I want to. Anyway, so I thought about those words of like, look at where we are and look at where we started. And it led me to the very first episode of this podcast, which was titled Getting Out of the Trying Loop and Diving In. And I thought it was important to close the loop on getting out of the trying loop. You see, oftentimes when we want to do something new, we tend to think about it endlessly, right? We create all this thinking energy, and we call that thinking energy trying. But it really is just procrastinating, because, you know, if you try to do something, it's usually you're just thinking about doing this thing. You're not actually doing the thing. So if you listen to that first episode, I talked all about how I spent years trying to start a podcast, but it really only took me a couple of weeks to to start it from when I decided that I was going to start it. I just tried for a long time, which was code word for I thought about it for a long time. So I went back and I listened to that first episode again, which I hadn't done all year. And it was so incredible to listen back and realize what I was doing. In that episode, I talked about having this dream of starting this podcast and being in this trying loop for years and making this decision to just dive in and start and really not knowing where it was going to lead. And when I listened to that, I realized in hindsight that what I was doing was daring. I was daring to finally take aligned action, to finally release whatever limiting beliefs I had about myself, whatever obstacles I had thought up in my brain or I thought were real. I just did it. I put my dream into action and I did it. But in order to keep the podcast going, it was going to require more than that initial decision and doing that first episode. It was also going to require developing a discipline. And that discipline included not only recording a podcast episode every week, but also committing to improving my delivery, improving my following, improving the content, improving my presence. There was a constant discipline of improvement, of consistency, and of commitment. And that discipline builds a muscle, and that muscle becomes a new identity. I am not the same person that started this podcast a year ago. I have evolved. I have grown. I am a stronger version of myself because I have developed this discipline. And that's the closing of this loop. What I've learned from this year is that when you decide that you're going to get out of the trying loop and dive in, you start the domino effect of a life of dare. You dare to decide. You dare to do. You dare to develop a discipline. And you dare to document the journey so that you can enjoy the rewards and the magic and the synchronicities of it all, and so that you can celebrate the milestones year after year after year. This podcast has been such an important piece of my life. It has allowed me to fulfill this dream that I had, to be able to show up in service for you, whether you ever work with me privately or not, whether you ever know me personally or not. It allows me to still show up and offer you something, some words of wisdom, a story to reflect on, a slight change in perspective, a little seed of hope to keep you going. It's allowed me to document my work, my frameworks, my processes. It's allowed me to discover all these things that I had in my head that I needed to put out into the world. It's been a place where I can connect with you on a regular basis and also grow with you and evolve with you. And I gotta tell you, I am so grateful to you. I'm grateful to you for being here, for listening, for growing with me, for evolving with me, for daring with me. I'm grateful that you reach out to me and tell me when this podcast resonates, when you have an aha moment, when you've shared it with a friend. I'm grateful for your reviews and for your follows and for your shares. I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for all of it. And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for the future of this podcast. I'm hopeful that it'll continue to grow and that we will continue to be able to spread good in this world. And I'm ready. I'm ready for the next year. I'm ready to step into a new year of blissing up with even more commitment, even more discipline, even more resolve. I am committed to continue nurturing this beautiful space and continue watching it blossom. So now that I've celebrated the year, I also get to announce a new loop that I am opening, which I'm so excited about. I am launching a group coaching cohort called DARE. DARE is going to be a 6-week group coaching program. It's going to kick off on June 2nd. So consider this your adult summer camp. If you are new here, then you don't know this about me, but I am a big believer in living a life of rhythm. I believe in living into the seasons, whether it's nature-wise or circumstantially or emotionally. We all have seasons and rhythms and cycles that we get to notice and name and nurture. And summer is no exception. Summer is known to be a season for being in full bloom. The days are longer and brighter. This is a time for high energy, for creativity and connection and expression. This is a time where routines and rules tend to soften and they can collapse or expand according to the days, the weeks, the months that you're in. Summer is a different time. It just goes at a different pace than the rest of the year. And I want to offer you a container to use this summer wisely, energetically, and strategically. I want to give you an opportunity to be able to dare in your own life. And that will require you to think about your desires and your dreams. It will require you to take aligned action, to release what no longer serves you. And I want to teach you to enjoy the magic and the synchronicities and the breadcrumbs that lead you down the path, showing you that you are in fact in alignment. And this is a great time to do this. So if you are called to a program like this, if you've wanted to work with me and never have been able to, and if you've had a little dream or a desire or something burning in your heart that you've never really quite found the way to get out of the trying loop and or the thinking energy of it and really step into it, this is your chance. This is an opportunity to work with me and see what's possible in your life. I am really, really excited about this program. I hosted an Aligned Action Masterclass last week, and an incredible group of people signed up for the masterclass and have already signed up for the DARE program. So the cohort is officially in motion, and we just have amazing people signing up and really hopeful people. If you didn't get a chance to participate in that Aligned Action Masterclass, you can go to my show notes. I am still offering the replay, and I want to say that registration to be able to watch the replay is available to May 6th. So make sure you go to my show notes or to the website carolineposada.com/align, A-L-I-G-N, and you can catch the replay there. You can sign up for it. And that may also support you in making the decision if you want to join the DARE cohort, the group cohort. If you want to skip the Align Masterclass altogether and just join the DARE cohort, you can do that also. There's going to be a link to that in the show notes as well. And if you want to reach out to me personally and ask me questions about any of this, feel free to do so. Send me a DM on Instagram, write me an email, just reach out to me and I will be happy to connect with you and answer any questions you may have about the program. This is going to be a good one. I'm really excited about this and I think it could really support you and serve you, especially because if this episode sparked in you something that you know you've been thinking about and you want to get out of that trying loop and dive into it, this is going to be a great space for you to do so. Okay, everybody, that's all I've got for you today. Thank you again for being here. and for celebrating with me in this special, special episode. Oh, and we now have a free Blissen Up Facebook community. So if you want to join the community and celebrate our Blissen Up birthday together, then I invite you to join. Just look up Blissen Up on Facebook, or again, go to my show notes, and all the information is always there for you so that you have easy access to the links and you don't have to look so hard for anything. I hope to see you on Facebook, and I most definitely look forward to seeing you next week. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.